This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam, ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ayyuhal ikhwa, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, peace and blessings on his final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother and sister, I've been asked to give some short reminders throughout Ramadan, despite my reluctance I'm going to. Some people may think it's it is easy to talk, but I am often reluctant to talk and have to be pushed and cajoled. I've been thinking for the last few days since Ramadan started about doing a reminder, but a bit engrossed in reflection and thinking and trying to be. I don't like talking too much, really, but you wouldn't think that with some of the talks and reminders coming up, but and that's the reality. Anyway, I feel obliged and feel responsible that I have to give some reminders and advice, responsibility to the community. So in regards to the reminder, the first one I want to talk about in trying to make the maximum benefit from our fasting and from the month of Ramadan, as many people who have written about this and many people talk about this always mention it, and that is the correct intention, having the right niyya. As the Prophet ﷺ said, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat wa innama likulli imrin ma nawa, and the hadith carries on that deeds are only judged by their intention, and for every person is only that which they intend. So intention is crucial. I know everybody talks about it, but it is important, especially in regards to ibadat. And this comes out not only in this hadith, but other hadith in regards to fasting and Ramadan. Fasting, for example, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah says, Hadith Qudsi, which is reported in Sahih Muslim, similarly in Bukhari, kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa siyam fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bih. And the hadith carries on, all of the deeds of the son or daughter of Adam are for him or her except for fasting, and Allah says that is for me and I will reward for it personally. That is for me, meaning our intention is to please Allah. We're doing this, we're stopping ourselves from eating, drinking, and our sexual desire between husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what's stopping us. So there comes the intention. The Prophet, and in a report in Bukhari, as I mentioned the other day as well, Allah says, يَتْرُكْ تَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. He or she left his food and drink and sexual desire for my sake, and I will personally reward for it. For my sake, again, bringing out the intention. Oh, كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. These are hadith which are in Bukhari Muslim, saying whoever fasts Ramadan full of iman and expecting reward, ihtisaban, expecting reward from Allah, will have all their previous sins forgiven. Whoever stands in the night of Ramadan, meaning night prayer, doesn't mean the whole night, stands in the night in night prayer in Ramadan full of iman, which again means with that intention, yeah, as a believer, ihtisaban, hoping for reward from Allah with that intention, again, will have their past sins forgiven. So intention is very clear in the ibadah and the ibadah of fasting in Ramadan. very important. Of course, why do I mention it? Because so that we don't dupe ourselves. So on the one hand, we're not of those who mix that intention. Well, you know, it's nice to do it. It's healthy. I'm losing weight anyway, so that's why I'm doing it, even though it's difficult. So that attitude is not correct. On the other side, is also important that we don't go to extreme and wonder what is this intention, and I'm trying to grab a hold of it, or worrying about it all day and all night. That's not the way. It's been left very naturally in Islam. Islam is the deen of fitrah, deen of nature. So once it mentions the intention, it means that we are aware as believers as to why we're fasting, and we don't mix that intention with anything else to get the maximum benefits from it. That we're doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that will increase us in iman. So on the other hand, as I said, is that some people get very obsessive about, have I said my intention? Have I done it at the right time? Blah, blah, blah. Fuqaha ulama talked about the time of making the intention. And certainly, I mean, like Hanafiya said, any time in the night up till Fajr time. Shafi'a and Hanabila said in the night, meaning the night before the day of the fast. Malikiya said you can make the intention for the whole of the month of Ramadan at the beginning. And if you have a break for any reason, for a day or two or a few days, then you make the intention again for the rest of the fast. All of them are actually fine. There's a special, some people mentioned two or three hadith in this regard, specifically with fasting. مَلَّمْ يُبَيِّتِ السِّيَامِ قَبْلَ طُلُوِ الْفَجْرِ فَلَا صِيَامَ لَهُ. And similarly, in other words, it's mentioned, a few hadith in the Sunan, that whoever doesn't make their intention in the night, in the night before Fajr comes for fasting, there is no fast for them. These hadith, various opinions amongst the fuqaha, majority however say these are weak, they're not statements of from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even if they are, they don't change anything in this regard. We have the intention already from the things I've said before. But the idea is, with the intention, is to think. It is not to say something. People often say, "Wa bi sawmi ghadin nawaitu min shahr Ramadan," that I have made the intention to fast tomorrow from the month of Ramadan. This is a statement made up by others. It is not qawl of Nabi. It is not a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither Sahaba did this. We have no evidence for that at all. So there's no need for actually stating the intention. If people do it, that's fine. But we don't need to. Don't think that this is a dua from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, the idea is you go to sleep with the idea of wanting to fast the next day. So people say, well, what if you don't? So you get up for suhoor and obviously you stop eating and drinking before you pray Fajr. You've made the intention by doing that, and you're thinking about that. Obviously, naturally you're thinking about it. You don't have to make yourself think about it specifically. So what if people fail to get up, as it happens sometimes? You sleep in and you wake up and the sun is shining, or it's gone past even Fajr time. It doesn't mean the fast is not valid. You make the intention as soon as you wake up that I'm fasting because it's Ramadan. So it counts in that regard as well. So intention is important because with that iman and ihtisab, that's what leads us to have our past sins being forgiven and Allah being pleased with us. Actually, it's helped in the situation with COVID-19, especially in regards to standing at night in prayer, Tarawih prayers or Tahajjud or whatever you want to call it, both is the same thing, in the sense that we're avoided the idea of showing to people that I'm coming up for Tarawih prayer, or I'm staying for 8, or I'm staying for 20 and people are watching. So that's all disappeared. Now it's much more of an individual thing. So it actually makes the intention to please Allah a lot easier, that we're in our own home and and it allows us to cleanse our heart from mixing it with any other idea that others are doing it, and so we just sort of following the crowd. It avoids that, certainly, and that's not the reason for fasting. Also, just finally to mention, this includes those who are not fasting for various reasons. The elderly, their intention, the elderly, for example, or the ill, or those on the front line, as I mentioned in previous reminders, who are working long hours and shifts in intensive care and looking after COVID patients, etc., who are unable to fast. Their intention is they want to fast, but they're taking the rukhsa and the facility given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wanted them to fast. They're taking that from Allah. So if we do it with that intention, either to pay the fidya or to make up from fast later, then we are included in this intention as well. Because they're not celebrating and having a laugh and a joke because they've escaped fasting. They want to fast. I know, and this is a sign of belief, or whether it's the pregnant woman or the breastfeeding woman, they want to fast. The ill person, they want to fast, but they're unable to fast. So, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them that facility. So they're included in this. They're included in the rewards and blessings of the month of Ramadan, even though they're going to fast at a later stage to make up the fast, or paying the fidya. They're paying the fidya as a compensation for the fasts that they're missing. So they are included in that one who fasts Ramadan full of iman and expecting reward from Allah will have their previous sins forgiven. And this is important for us to remember in regards to those who are not fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, keep us, and guide it aright, and give us the maximum benefit from this wonderful month of forgiveness, mercy, and blessings. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.